Are you blessed having an autistic child in your home? Are you blessed having an autistic child in your home? We have heard a great deal about autism over the past years and how it's a hyperactive child, it's a hyperactive activity, it's out of control oftentimes, it's something that is something that we really have to understand to know what's going on. But an autistic child is one who is uninhibited, unlimited, one who is recognizing the divinity within them so beautifully and so perfectly and so wonderfully that we oftentimes don't understand what it's all about. We don't understand what autism is all about. Psychiatric sciences are working in the field of trying to understand what autism means, and they put all sorts of definitions on it, but no definition is adequate. No definition is adequate to describe an autistic child. Because an autistic child is one who is uninhibited and unlimited with its divinity, with its divine self. Now, are you able to recognize this in a child who has autism? Can you recognize how they can play the piano, how they can do wonderful, interesting things, how they can have genius, understanding, and wisdom? Have you recognized how the autistic child has this hyperactivity because it's sort of like a caged up joy within them that wants to come out and blossom and jump forth and be active in their life? Now you say, well, yes, I have an autistic child in my home and it is not fun. It is not fun because they keep me on edge all the time. They keep me going all the time. They keep me so alert all the time. Well, we are never given a blessing greater than we can handle. We are never given a circumstance greater than we have the inner wisdom to work with it. We have the inner wisdom to work with this autistic child in a most magnificent way. Autism really means that the child is unlimited. The child has no boundaries. The child has no feelings of what is right and what is wrong from our point of view. So what we can do with an autistic child is to bless them and see them doing whatever is for their highest and best. We bless them and see them doing whatever is for their highest and best. Now, no pills are going to help. No medicines are going to help. No attitudes of themselves or others is going to help them because they are unlimited. They are autistic. They have the ability to see beyond and do things. They live in a world, they live in a realm that we are unfamiliar with. They live in a universe that is more glorious and more vast, more fantastic than anything we could conceive of or dream of. And the sooner we start recognizing that this is the case, that we have not a caged lion, but we have an undirected divinity waiting for guidance, waiting for direction, waiting for encouragement, not wanting to be told, shut up, sit down, not wanting to be told to control themselves, not wanting to be controlled in any way, because control always brings with it judgment. And that judgment is not always wise judgment. And it's a judgment on our part as we are an onlooker. And so we're looking on at what an autistic person is doing, and we think it is not very good. We think it is out of control. We think it's out of balance for them and themselves. But truly it's not. Now, an autistic mother and an autistic father normally get down to being with their child, and they try to understand them. They try to put their reference in their own reference. They're referring to how they act by how the parent acts or the other normal children act. But an autistic child is not normal. An autistic child is like you are a household of wonderful cars. You have beautiful, ordinary cars. You have beautiful cars that do wonderful things. And then you take these cars and you put ordinary people in them, and they drive in an ordinary way. Now, when you have a super ordinary car, when you have a Jaguar, when you have some special race car, some special car that's designed for high-speed activity, for doing great things, that car is going to need special treatment. It'll need special tires to handle its great speed. It's going to need special carburetors. It's going to need special brakes. It's going to need many special things. And you do not mind giving that car those special things because you know it is a race car. You know it is a car that's designed for very wonderful things. And so you provide that car with all the experiences that it needs to be outstanding. And you drive that car with all the courtesy and all the magic of a skillful driver, of a race car driver, of a magic driver who drives beautifully and wonderfully and magically. And this is what parents of ordinary children who are normal, we understand that, and they have no autism in them, but that we know of, and yet everyone has autism within them. Everyone has genius within them. Everyone has God in them. Everyone has the divine in them. It's just that an autistic child is a little less out of control of that divine nature it has within it. It has this beautiful sports car. It is this beautiful sports car. And it needs direction. It needs control. It needs someone who knows how to drive it. And in the early ages, the children don't always know how to drive their autistic bodies and their autistic minds and their autistic souls. And so they are ready for guidance. But the guidance doesn't come in saying, stop being autistic, stop being so magical, stop being so unusual, stop being a race car, a speed car, and start being a normal car. Well, it's not going to work. We are blessed if we have an autistic child in our life because we are learning how to look beyond the limitations of normality, look beyond the limitations of ordinary experiences into the extraordinary experiences, the extraordinary experiences of using your beautifully designed, powerful car to its maximum. And an autistic child likes to use its mind, its body, its heart, and its being to the maximum. And the more we understand that our children, our autistic children, are like this beautiful race car, they just need to have someone drive it with wisdom. And they are the persons who are driving that race car. They're given that race car, and they don't always know how to use it. And so with a little judgment, a little caring, not that we want to stop them, and that's the big point. We don't want to stop them from being who they are. We want them to be who they are, but in charge of who they are. In charge of their thinking, in charge of their dreaming, in charge of their acting, in charge of how they respond to the world around them. Now, if you have a beautiful, fast motor car and you don't know how to drive it, it can get you in trouble. If you have an autistic body and an autistic mind, an autistic experience, and you don't know how to utilize it, it can get you in trouble. And thinking of it that way, we can be more understanding of our children who are autistic. And we, too, can recognize many adults are autistic. Many adults are expressing the infinite magic, the high genius of that magic that they are. And it's up to us to work with them carefully, lovingly, joyfully, guiding them so their life can be fulfilled and beautiful, so that they can be not autistic children, they can be divine children. With that in mind, recognize what your task is if you are blessed with having an autistic child in your home. Your task is to understand who they are, what they are, how they are, and be as beautiful as they can be. Love your autistic children. I love you, I love you, I love you. Tell them every moment of their life that you understand them and you care about them. You see them fulfilling every dream of their heart. You see them realizing every goal that they could ever achieve. And you see it done now. For that is the truth, and the whole truth, and the only truth. Autism is not bad. It just needs to be directed. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.